Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We've got ourselves the first full snow day of the 2022-2023 school year, and I'm pretty excited. I was so excited I couldn't even sleep in this morning. And that might come as a shock to some of you, but it does not come as a shock to my wife. I usually wake up around 5:30 or 6 o'clock regardless. I've always kind of been an early riser, never really have been the type to sleep in too late. So this morning, you know, right away, just ended up doing laundry, ended up throwing a load in and folding a load, and then went on to do the dishes. I don't do that to brag that like I'm an overachiever, but I think like one of the things that I need to do in order to relax first is like, I feel like I have to like earn my relaxation. Like I have to do something first in order to prove that I've at least been like have a semblance of productivity, and then I can relax. So by doing the laundry and cleaning the kitchen and doing the dishes, like I earned my laziness. There might be something wrong with that. I'm not really sure, but I think it's just always like how I've always been, or was just raised that way. So I think, I mean, there's still quite a bit of the day left. So I think I still might throw on How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version. That's one I have to watch each and every year. That's one I quote all the time. I'm actually kind of surprised that it's taken me this long to put it on. But that's one of my favorite movies to watch every Christmas. And there's quite a bit of snow coming down. And I think, you know, today we were supposed to go, my class was supposed to go to the casino to watch a movie with my students. And so that ended up getting canceled. But I think my students are enjoying their snow day and probably have watched quite a few movies by this point, or hopefully have gone outside and been able to play in the snow. I think that was one of my favorite things growing up, was going outside, playing in the snow, maybe building a snowman or going sledding, and then coming in and enjoying a cup of hot chocolate. So I did happen to bring my snow pants and my boots home. And so I might even go out there. It's a nice wet snow, and so that'll be good for packing and making a snowman and maybe having a snowball fight this evening once Claire gets home from work. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, snow days, that's one of the many reasons why I love being a teacher, is just those unexpected days off. And so having a snow day this close to Christmas, I don't know, there's just something special about it, and I really love it. So without further ado, today we are going to get into a review of a new movie that's out, new Christmas movie, in fact, that features Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, and it's on Apple TV, and it's called Spirited. Here we go. So everybody has their list of the top five movies that they have to watch each and every Christmas. And in my list, I would have to say that How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version, would be number one for me. And I have to preface by saying the Jim Carrey version, because there's so many versions of the Grinch that are out there now. Number two being Elf, for obvious reasons. I dress up as Buddy the Elf every year, if you're listening to the show and didn't know that. So Elf has become a big part of my life. Number three, I would have to say National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Number four being Home Alone. And then number five being A Christmas Story. And so I think there's just something special about those movies that we grew up on, those Christmas movies that we grew up on, because it brings you back to a special place in time. Maybe you watch these movies at your grandparents' house. And now, like, you think about, I don't know, that time that you spent maybe with your siblings. As you were watching those movies, there was cookies baking in the oven, you had a cup of hot chocolate, and you just couldn't wait to eat those cookies as you were watching the movie. And so I think those are special periods in our life that these movies are able to bring back, just for even a season like winter, or as we get closer to Christmas. Just having that feeling of nostalgia is something that's pretty special. And so I think for a newer movie to come out and crack that top five is a very difficult thing to do. And I'm not saying that this new movie, Spirited, is going to crack that top five. Might even be tough to get into the top 10, but I think it's another good one to add to the rotation. You know, it keeps things fresh, keeps things from getting stagnant. And so I think it's actually kind of hard to beat the duo that is Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. And how I heard about this Spirited movie first was I follow Ryan Reynolds on Instagram, and I know throughout the course, probably over the past 2 years, he's been sharing little snippets of it, whether it's like the choreography practice he's been doing with Will Ferrell or little parts of songs that are in the movie. And he's kind of been drumming it up, as you know, all good people do on social media, as they try to like build the suspense for the thing that they're going to promote and that they're going to be in. And so I was like, all right, well, I can't wait for this movie to come out. I just wonder what platform it's going to be on. And it turns out it was on Apple TV, something that I don't have. And so I had to get another subscription service. Now I just did like a 3-month free trial, so I was able to watch it. And then I think it runs out in February here. But there's a side note here. There's just too many streaming services out there. It's, you know, you have your Netflix for certain things, Hulu for certain things, Disney Plus. It's just a lot. And everyone wants to have like their exclusive shows. So that's just a little bit frustrating. So there's my side tangent for the day. That's the one thing I could be a Scrooge about. And so getting to the movie, Spirited, it's a movie that I really liked. And again, it's, you know, it's really tough to beat Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds teaming up. And, you know, this is the Spirited movie is like a different take on the classic Charles Dickens story of A Christmas Carol. Now, there's been over 100 different variations of A Christmas Carol over the years. So, you know, this begs the question, do we really need another version of this classic tale? And certainly, sure, you know, why not? Everything is just a remake these days. Sorry if I sounded like an uncle there, but there's a lot of stuff that's just remakes, like TV shows, movies, you name it. It's just a remake. It's hard to find an original idea. But Spirit is worth adding to your Christmas movie watch list, and here's why. So, you know, Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds, they've been making us laugh for over the years through various separate films such as Step Brothers, Van Wilder, Semi-Pro, Just Friends, Old School, The Proposal, amongst many others. And they've brought laughter to our homes and in the theaters, and we finally get to see them team up for a Christmas movie that's also a musical. So I didn't mention that at the beginning, but it's also a musical. And so now we already know that Will Ferrell was the songbird of his generation thanks to Step Brothers, but little did we know how much Ryan Reynolds could sing. So the first few songs help set the pacing in the movie while also giving us a little background on Ferrell's character of Scrooge. So Will Ferrell's playing the character Scrooge, and he's also the ghost of Christmas Present. And so the song That Morning Feeling is the first song we hear. That Christmas Morning Feeling is the first song we hear. And it goes into detail about what his role is every Christmas as he and the other spirits of Christmas work to change the life of someone on Earth. And the other songs I think you'll really enjoy are Good Afternoon, and you're going to enjoy that for many reasons, and they kind of explain it in the movie, what the significance of Good Afternoon was in the olden days. And one of the final numbers, which is called Do a Little Good. So you'll have your songs mixed in throughout the movie that don't quite pack a punch. I mean, you'll have that with anything, like even Hamilton. Not every song hits. It's just, you know, you have so many songs in a movie, in a musical, and not everyone is gonna just knock your socks off. So but the ones I mentioned are pretty good. And so let's get into Reynolds' character a little bit. So we know Will Ferrell's character is Scrooge, but Ryan Reynolds' character, his name is Clint Briggs, and he's the owner of a media company that's main job is to cause division amongst people. And I believe his role is a social commentary on the current state of the way people act on social media and on the internet in general. He steps into this role rather seamlessly because he's a fast-talking, witty person already, so it makes sense that he could win people over to think the way that he does. He's the main target for the ghost of Christmas Present, Will Ferrell, as someone who needs their heart to be changed for the betterment of humanity. And the visuals in this movie are worth noting because of the variation in time periods that takes place, and they blend fairly seamlessly between the present day and the past of both Briggs and Scrooge. And if anyone should win an award for this movie, I would have to say it should be the costume and set designers. Now, I'm not 100% sure on the historical accuracy of the costumes, but they seem fairly believable, so you can hang your hat on that. And if not, good afternoon to you. You'll understand what I mean after you watch the movie. All right, so the overall grade that I'm going to give this movie is a 7.5 out of 10. And overall, I would say that the humor of this movie, accompanied by musical numbers and a take-home message about being a good human, should elevate this movie into your Christmas rotation on either an annual basis or a semi-annual basis. And the only thing that would hold this movie back is how it's yet another adaptation of A Christmas Carol, which might turn people off from wanting to rush to stream it. Also, it may cause you to have yet another streaming service, so like I mentioned, but, you know, just do the 3-month trial and then cancel it once. Watch Ted Lasso on Apple TV, watch this movie, and then you should be good for a while. And also, I think A Charlie Brown Christmas is only available on Apple TV as well, so get that fix and then, you know, cancel it to save yourself some money. You know, inflation's high. I'm just trying to help you guys out. So, like, keep your rotation going, but don't be afraid to throw Spirited in there as well. That about does it for this movie review. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy whatever it is that you end up doing. And, if this is the last episode of 2022, we'll see you in 2023 with more episodes to come. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.